The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We're going to go there next at 844-967-2789. Evan might need your help here. Kind of drop the phones on us. They're dropping everything on us. I believe we had Curtis on the line. Evan, if you want to bring Curtis on to the line with us, that would be fantastic.
Hey, Curtis.
How you doing, Curtis?
Hey, Mr. Down and Crew. How you guys doing? I have a good, powerful question for you. How many people out there are walking around with those weapons on their hips? You know, because, you know, Trump is always for those guns and walking around, people.
Well, unlike the speech at the Ellipse, they've got magnometers here, metal detectors. I know, because when I came through, I showed the guy I had a couple of pieces of gum, like to have fresh breath at my Trump rallies.
You never know we're going to have to kiss someone because you just can't help yourself, Crew.
And he looked at me and said, it's a metal detector. You know, like, I don't care about your gum, but if you got a gun, you can't bring it into the Trump rally. Although I think Derek Van Orden's probably packing.
I don't know why. I mean, Trump says, you know, he's not afraid to go into the grocery store with all these people, you know, protect everybody because there's guns around. He says, I can take care of them with no problem. So he should have no problem with people at his rally with guns, you would think.
You'd like to think that Trump would run in even unarmed, wouldn't you?
Hey, thanks for the call, Curtis. We appreciate it. Phones are back up. We're running with you folks at 844-967-2789. Let's go with Betsy. Welcome, Betsy. What do you got for us?
How you doing, sister?
Hey, you guys. I want to thank you for doing this. I really love it. I'm having a good time listening, and I'm watching you on Facebook, and I just get a feel of it, and it's really entertaining. And I think Tim Michaels is crazy. And, oh, my God, and Gableman, when he was praying, I really felt it from him, man. I really did. I felt it. You know what? I'm just kidding.
You know there's not a cloud in the sky, Betsy? Betsy, not a cloud in the sky, but I was waiting for Gableman to get struck down by lightning. Yes.
Be careful, Crudy. You know those poor people in Janesville. God rest their soul. All right. Well, you guys, thank you for all that you do. Thank you. All right. Have a good time. And
thank you, Betsy. Appreciate. Yeah, we will have a good time. Being at the recent tour 2022 in Waukesha, 844-67-2789.
To sing along, we're in the heart of the Trump soundtrack, including Elton John's Tiny Dancer.
You know, he had all the years we went to go see him when he was running.
Six song soundtrack.
Over and over. And we got here, I thought, well, man, he's updated the soundtrack. Well, they must have gone back.
Oh, wait. Marty Robin. Oh, no. Ring of Fire. Johnny Cash.
844-967-2789.
Bird.
Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Don't let me sing, Dick.
I feel your pain. I feel your pain that you have to be down there. I have never heard so much drivel in my life. But something that's been thrown out there about Trump, that's kind of interesting. Okay, let's just say he won and go with that in the last election. That means he can't run again. Give him his 2020. Seriously, they're saying because you can't run a third time.
Decertify the election and give him like the last week. Call it
exactly.
Trump's term.
One week, irrelevant. One day, 1 second is too much for that man to be anywhere near the seat of power and the nuclear codes ever again, Dick.
It'd be perfect for all my friends.
I agree, but oh my God, this is, I've never heard anything so ridiculous as Michael. I think he might be worse than Scott Walker.
Well, you must have tuned in after Derek Van Orden. on the whole crazy scale, I think Van Orden's by a head.
They both had the Adam Jones, from the gut thing going on. 844-9-2-7-9. Mark, you are next.
Mark in the sack. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks. It's very terrifying the way I see what some of those guys do. And they obviously, I didn't. Michaels might have taken an oath to the Constitution, but he probably certainly didn't ever read it. I mean, that this is just god awful crazy. You know, talking about the election was stolen. They're still pumping that stuff out. They had fat Bud Gableman there who couldn't find if there's any fraud. Didn't find any fraud, but they still are beating on that thing. And it's. Unless Republicans win, apparently the election was unfair. What exactly? He wants to dissolve the Elections Commission, but there was Scott Walker that established it. Wisconsin Elections Commission was established by Walker and the Republicans because they caught Walker cheating so bad. I mean, it is just.
Well, that was the former incarnation. That was the GAB. You got to get rid of the investigators, the retired judges that would have the temerity to investigate the corrupted Scott Walker.
You mean the Scott Walker, who is now, I'm assuming, going to be called a rhino by Trump and the rest of them. Thanks for the call, Mark. Let's squeeze one more in before the top of the hour. It's CJ. CJ, welcome. What do you got for us?
Where are you hiding at the Trump rally, CJ?
I'd be there if I could. How do you guys like being down there with a bunch of country-loving, God-fearing, patriotic Americans? I wonder if Brittany Griner's gonna.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, CJ. When I find some, I'll let you know.
But you know, what we're missing is a real economy, and inflation's only getting hurt by this president.
You tax report 28,000. You're going to have to come material. You better turn the shop for you. Why don't you fill me CJ in real time. Stumbling, bumbling for words. Afghanistan. You know that's where he was going next.
Benghazi. Monkeypox.
What about our emails?
Yeah, what about the emails? What about Navarro's emails? What about the, I don't know, Secret Services text messages? You know, what about the Department of Homeland Security text messages, right? What about the Pentagon? What about, we got all sorts of whatabouts, man. It's not good when anybody does it, and now we're doing it under Trump. We got to find out what's happening. As mentioned earlier, Trump's attorneys are in negotiation with the DOJ over something. We don't know what yet, but it can't be good. Hey, Kurt, it kind of reminds you, right? If I come down there, and if I like the tone of those questions, I'm going to ask for an attorney.
Why don't you bring your attorney, as the cops once told me. Back more live, Dominic Cruz, special event going overtime. What? Time for our encore. We'll play Tiny Dancer, and you can't always get what you want.